Why, hello there, young man. How's it going? I'm Jay. You must be Dominic. Nice to meet you, too. Oh, I know who you are. Olivia told me you'd be here. She does throw the most wonderful parties, doesn't she? Full of interesting people. Me? My own publishing house, so I have to be a voracious reader. It's part of the job. No, silly. That's not the only reason I've heard of you. Lots of people have. Look around you, darling. They're doing their best not to make it too obvious they're looking. You've been on TV and radio promoting your book. You're famous now. Get used to it. Ah, yes, Olivia does have a habit of doing that. Dropping names, inviting famous people so that we come to her parties. You're basically... meat for the predators here. The garden? Yeah, sure, let's go. I could use some fresh air. I find writers absolutely fascinating. Always have. I wouldn't be in my job otherwise. My husband? Why are you... Oh, of course. The ring. Yes. I forget it's there sometimes. My husband is a writer too, I suppose. Book reviews. Literary criticism, that sort of thing. Though... that makes him more of a reader, doesn't it? Oh, he works for a local newspaper. I certainly wouldn't publish his stuff. What do you mean, harsh? Aw, it's just the truth. I told him when we were both starting out that I had a thing for writers. People who make something out of nothing. He knows that he doesn't have what it takes to do that. What's not fascinating about it? Ugh. You don't understand. Because it comes to you so easily. Or because you do it yourself. Like chefs who don't like their own cooking. For me, there's nothing better than closing my eyes and losing myself in someone else's imagination. It's like being wrapped up in a warm, cozy blanket. Sometimes, if the writer has what it takes, I can almost hear the words whispered right in my ears in bed. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Maybe not. Fine. That is how I felt reading your book. Oh, well, look who's here. Dominic, meet my husband, Brian. Oh, fine. We'll call you Dom. But you still need to call me Jay. No, Miss So-and-so. Thank you very much. I was just telling Dom here how much we loved his book, didn't we, honey? Yes, he's as fascinated as I am by good writing. Now, honey... this isn't the time to badger our new friend about the details. We'd love to talk more, darling, but I can see Olivia's getting impatient. She won't like me monopolizing you like this. Here's my card. Let's do dinner sometime next week. Friday? Sounds good. I'll find us a restaurant. Now, honey. Jealousy is natural. But I thought you knew better than to interfere when I'm on the hunt. That's right. A new bull. Ah, lovely party, Olivia, as always. Thanks for the invite, darling. Oh, he is rather cute, isn't he? Yes, since you ask... we're meeting for dinner next week. No, silly. All three of us. I wouldn't leave my husband home all by his lonesome. Poor thing. Yes, I know, darling. Very naughty. But he loves it. Yours would, too, if you tried it. I can lend you one of mine for the weekend. Oh, it's just amazing hearing all this firsthand from a real writer. I've never heard anyone explain their process like you just did, Dom. Tell us. Shh. Not now, Brian. No one cares who that female character was based on. Tell us, what are you working on at the moment? Stuck? Ah, I see. Writer's block. You poor dear. Oh, I know that's hard for you. But you best take a few days off and do other things. That helps from what I've heard. Oh, Brian here wouldn't know anything about that sort of thing. He's a busy little worker bee, aren't you, darling? Yes, just gathering little tidbits here and there, but not creating anything original like Dom here. Ah, now, don't get me wrong. Worker bees have their uses. Oh, honey, I think Dom could use an evening of not fretting over his new book. Why don't you run along home and set us out some wine for all three of us? Oh, no, it's not any trouble at all, Dom. We just live right around the corner. I won't take no for an answer. It'd be our pleasure, wouldn't it, honey? Oh, that's settled then. Oh, and honey, do leave your credit card so we can settle the bill. Yes, he is very nice, as you can see. Very well trained, too. He is as curious about writers as I am. Yes, I know you two didn't get to talk much during dinner. He's happy for me to take charge of the proceedings generally. Oh, is that right? Yes. I guess you wouldn't let anyone order you around like that, would you? No, sir. A man like you would take charge of any situation. Oh, so tell me, sweetheart, what do you want from this situation? Inspiration. Oh, spoken like a true artist, darling. Oh. This sort of inspiration? And more? I can't possibly imagine what you mean, you naughty, naughty man. Oh, I see. Is that why your hand is on my thigh? How on earth did it get there? You naughty, naughty man. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, you're right. I do like having a man take charge every now and then. Oh, a real man. Oh, yes. It would be my privilege to be your muse, darling. Oh. Yes, I'll sign for it, thanks. Oh, this isn't Mr. Brian. My husband is at home. How nice of you to have everything ready, honey. Good boy. Now, honey, Dom here has kindly agreed to make me his muse. You know, his inspiration, to help him get over his writer's block. Isn't that sweet of him? I think you should thank him for honoring your wife this way. Oh, don't look so surprised, honey. Even if I hadn't explained it to him on the way over, he would have guessed. You're a cuckold. It certainly didn't surprise him. Now, thank him. Good boy. Now, as we're walking here, we laid out some rules for the evening. First, this evening isn't about you. It's about Sir and making sure he gets everything he needs. Are we clear? Good boy. Secondly, you can stay and watch us as long as you remain silent. You are to speak only when spoken to. I want to be the best kind of muse you've ever had, sweetheart. Oh. Where do you want him? Yes. I agree it's best if he's not out of sight but at hand. Go stand to the side, Cucky. Top our glasses off if we get too low. Oh, tell me, darling. What can I do for you? Why, yes, I was being a bad girl and showing them off at the party, but only to get your attention, darling. Oh, yes. I will take them off immediately. Oh, these are at your disposal to do with what you like. Oh, yes. Suck on them slowly. Oh, now take your inspiration from my body. Oh, you bad man. No, of course I like it when you bite down on them. But, oh, you could have given me some warning first. Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Yours to do with as you please. Oh, yes. Oh, I love it. Oh, no. He wouldn't dare bite down on these beautiful breasts. Oh, he's just glad he gets to taste them once in a while. Aren't you, honey? Of course you are. Good boy. Oh. Oh, God, yes. Oh, take them off. Oh. Oh, yes. Yes, it's sopping wet. Oh, just gushing uncontrollably for you. I've been getting myself off every day since the party. Oh, thinking about you. Of course not. What a silly idea. Of course I didn't let my husband touch me. Well, not with his hands, anyway. Oh, no, sir. Oh, not with his cock either. Never. Oh, I need a real man. Oh, God, yes. Please. Please let me take it out. I just know you're big. Oh, never mind how. A woman like me has an instinct for these things. Dear Lord, I'm not sure I can. That is... wow. Yes, darling. I'll do whatever you need to please you. To relax you. To inspire you. But please, be patient. My mouth simply isn't big enough. The practice of deep throating. Yes, I agree. Cucky is to blame for all of this. I'm sure you agree as well, don't you, Cucky? Of course you do. Such a well-trained boy, so acutely aware of his own shortcomings. Pussy needs you, baby. Please let me. Oh, you greedy, greedy man. Some more head, but then you need to fuck me hard. Of course he never makes me wait like this. He's usually done by now. Yes. Put it in. Oh, I'm ready, baby. Oh, thank you, sir. Oh, thank you. Oh, yes. Oh, that is what I want. Oh, take me. Oh, take me like a whore in front of my husband. Oh, show him how a real man does it. A real man with big ideas, big balls, and a big fucking cock. Oh, a man who take whatever he wants. Oh, oh, yes. Yes. Oh, sir. Oh, you have to go easy on me, please. Oh, oh yes. Oh, oh, I'm very tight, I know. Of course I blame him. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, oh. That's right, honey. Watch closely how a real man fucks a woman. Yes, sir. Very good idea. Do as he says, honey. Hold my legs back behind my head. Oh, yes. Oh, it's so deep. Oh. Oh. And you're playing a part too, honey. Don't forget that. Aren't you glad to be included? Humiliated? Oh, poor baby. Now, now. You're as much a part of this as the two of us now. You're helping your wife get her pleasure. Oh. Oh, and you're helping a real writer, a real man, get the inspiration he needs. Oh, fuck. Tell him you're honored to be a part of this. Oh, good boy. Now thank him for including you. Oh, good boy. See, darling, isn't he well trained? Yes, sir, of course. Oh, I had a feeling you'd want to take me from the back. It never was my cookie's favorite position. Oh, yes. Oh, that's a good idea, baby. Come stand here and hold my hands, honey. Oh, I need support from my loving husband as my lover pounds me from the back. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me. Oh, God, you're in so deep. Oh, honey, hold my hands, please. Please hold my hand. Oh, he's in so deep. Honey, he's fucking me so. So hard. Oh, oh, God. Oh, he's coming inside me, honey. Oh, and it's so big. Oh, so deep inside me. I'm gonna come. Fuck me. Fuck. God. I needed that. Oh, it's been so long since I've been mounted and taken like that. Oh, did I hurt your hand, sweetie? You were such a good boy. You didn't let go. Oh, and you, mister. You need to have writer's block more often. Of course, you're staying the night. Honey, fill up our glasses. We're going upstairs to the bedroom. No, silly. Just him and me. You'll be perfectly fine in the guest room tonight. Yes, honey. You can finish yourself off there. Come along, sweetheart. Your muse isn't done with you yet.